the simplest terms, Paul says the gospel is the good news that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The New Testament puts that same truth in different ways. He died the just for the unjust that he might bring us to God. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He reconciled us to God, and that is taking away the enmity between us and God, bringing us on to a footing of friendship and acceptance. He justified us, that is, he removed all the guilt of our sin and established us as righteous in the sight of God, not because of anything we did, but because of what he did in his life and death for us. So, basically, the gospel is the good news that God entered into this world in the person of his Son and did all that was necessary to bring sinners back into a right relationship with him for time and for eternity, to be received by faith without any input of merit or work on the part of the sinner. In John 3:16, we read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So the gift of God to a lost world was the gift of his own Son, and in his Son, all that the grace and mercy of God could provide for guilty sinners. When you say all that God could provide, of course you mean everything necessary. He left nothing out. It's not to say that there were some things he couldn't provide. He provided everything. What I'm saying is that in Christ, God has given us all things we need for life, for death, for time, and for eternity. The gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life starts the moment a person comes into contact, saving contact, by faith, with him who is the life, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when God gave Christ as his gift to a lost world, he gave us everything. So we start off with the most basic need. Every person who ever comes to a realization of who he is and what he is understands, I am a sinner. He understands sin brings guilt. It brings an openness and a worthiness of the judgment of a holy God. So the very first thing that the gift of God does for a sinner is to bring him pardon and the sense of forgiveness, relief. The New Testament verb that's translated to forgive literally means a release, a sending away. It's God relieving the sinner of his guilt, of his sin, giving him a sense of pardon and acceptance with God. That's the most fundamental thing that we receive in the gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we also receive life. The Bible says that sinners are dead in trespasses and sins. They're incapable of pleasing God. Life is the very opposite. So the gift of God brings us into a relationship of acceptance and friendship with God, fellowship with God, so that now we begin to live as God intends us to live. There is victory over the old life, victory over sin. When a man receives the gift of God, eternal life, it's not pie in the sky, all in the future. It starts right now. He lives for the first time. He realizes what I had before was a parody of life. I have the reality of life. Immediately, Christ comes in. There comes forgiveness. There comes life. There comes acceptance with God. There comes the ability to live for God and to please God as we live by the faith of the gospel.